The Alpha Sessions.
Hiya and welcome at the Alpha Sessions. My name is Peen and today we have the lovely Emanuela.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Oh, absolutely. Excited. I'm so excited to chat to you. Just for the people who tuned in, I saw Emanuela almost a year ago, which is weird. I don't know how time flies so fast. A year ago, live at an event called Correct Live. And it's so funny that when I found out I was about to interview you, I was so excited because I was like, hey, I know some things about you, but a lot not. So I'm super excited to chat to you today.
Thank you.
And there's so many things I want to ask you, but I think it would be best to just start at your last release. And when I had a look at your Instagram, I was just really amazed by the visuals.
Thank you.
I myself really love world building with songs. And I really appreciate it when artists are really into that as well. Or maybe not. I don't know. That was actually one of my questions I was about to ask. So, yeah, how is that for you? Do you like this whole world building part of, like, I guess, releasing songs and making songs?
I love it personally, and I've been lucky enough to build a team of people who believe in my madness and in any sort of world building that I start around each release. And I work with a videographer and photographer. I've been working with her for now 3 years. Her name is Asha, and she has never judged an idea that I've pitched to her. And when we came to this latest release, I honestly did not know where to start, because it's a song that experiments a lot from the sonic point of view. It's something that I've never done before, and visually I did not know where to start, but she's been pivotal for then what the visuals are, for what you see now on Instagram. And we imagine this world where a couple is trying to love each other, two people are trying to love each other and letting go of their anxieties, and one person is trying to give the other person the responsibility of, like, being carried into this relationship without anxiety, without trust issues. And the comparison of the couple, the love, the relationship with a splash of colour in a grey, old, silent town. And we were speaking about it before, so this is kind of like the world that I've built around this song, whilst it was a complete different world for the previous song. And it's going to be like that for each release. Each release is going to be a world on its own that will then end up being in a bigger project that will be all about how, as artists, we do not necessarily need to commit to something here and there, because this is a bit what society imposes to us. They impose us to be boxed up into something. We actually don't really need to. We can experiment. This is reflected in both the sonic and the visual choices of this new project. So I've been really into the idea of we can be unfinished. We can be a draft of something that will then be defined later on in life. And it's okay. So each release, each single will be a completely different universe that tells a completely different story. But yet it's still me, and it's still me putting my very strong emotions and my imagination into the only thing that I can really do, which is writing songs. And this is the only way I've been expressing myself since I was very, very young, is music. So, yeah, definitely visuals and music, for me, they have to go hand in hand.
And when you're, like, writing a song or producing it, do you already have, like, does it something that sparks that gives you the idea for visuals or this world, or does it come later?
Sometimes it happens, sometimes it doesn't. Like, for this previous release, it was a post-production sort of work. After we had the song finished, me and my producer Connor Riley, we worked together on this song for a long time. And after we actually put a full stop on this song, then the visuals came afterwards. But from some other songs, for example, the release that came prior to this one, Writer's Broken Heart, that released in February, that was already completely pictured in my brain as soon as we stepped into the studio and I put the song and I gave the song to my producer. That just happened. It's all like naturally came, the idea of being stuck between trying to live a normal life mm-hmm. and actually wanting, craving the attention from mm-hmm. The spotlight. That's what Writer's Broken Heart is about. So in that case, I already saw, could close my eyes and could see the glitter and could see the spotlight. I can see the dressing room and everything that is then now on Instagram and on YouTube. So it really depends. I think it depends from the connection I develop with the song, mm-hmm. Whether that builds into my brain as it goes mm-hmm. or afterwards.
And you said for your last release, it was a little bit more difficult to get to that point?
I would say so. And I think the reason was that this is a song that I actually wrote a very, very long time ago. Mm-hmm. And it's been, you know, you're an artist as well. Mm-hmm. You know, it's one of these songs that's been in a drawer for years and years, until it was the right time, until I was working with the right people, and this happened now, and you know, everything led me to then take that song out of my drawer and work on it. And so I wrote this song when I was a completely different person from who I am now, and that song was an experiment back then, and it's an experiment even now. So I think the reason why it was a bit more difficult to find the visual element with this song is that it went through so many stages and it's been at the back of my brain for so long, and I've never actually gave her the time to shine. So I say gave as if it's a child. Each one of my songs is like a child to me. It's one of my kids. I never gave this song the time to properly shine within the years, and I just sort of like, okay, I think this could work. And so the song took a while, and then the visuals took a while as well. Mm-hmm. It's been definitely a journey to get to this point with this particular song.
Walking by, and I know I'll regret it. Put your lips close to mine. We silenced this whole town. You are my favorite sound. Is there a price I have to pay? Try not to fall too hard, 'cause this is bound to break. Where is your room? Smell your perfume. Ooh, ooh, ooh. She said, don't worry about it. She said, don't worry about it now. She said, don't worry about it. She said, don't worry about it now. Door is open, come and give me more. I'm a warrior angel, you're my guide. The bottle's empty on the floor. Spilled plenty of ideas and none of them are pure. But now we're going down, we've almost hit the ground. I think we're better off this way. I knew it from the start that this was bound to break. Where is your room? Ooh, ooh, ooh. I can smell your perfume. Ooh, ooh, ooh. She said, don't worry about it. She said, don't worry about it. No, she said, don't. take what I can get before she's gonna disappear. Where is your room? I can smell your perfume. Just a lack of self-esteem. She said, don't worry about it, I take what I can get before she's gonna disappear.
The Alpha Sessions.
I did some research. And when I listened to your singles, you've been releasing like quite a lot of songs over the last, 5 years? And I've noticed, but maybe that's totally different for you. I would love to hear from you about that. Is I feel you're kind of getting more into an indie kind of sound at the moment. It's almost like you're turning the next page of your biography.
This is definitely spot on. I've gone through so many changes in my life in the past year, and almost in the past 2 years since my previous project, You Had It Coming, got released. And that was, You Had It Coming was my debut album. And it was kind of like an album that brought a lot of purity and innocence. Most of those songs I've written when I had just moved to London. And that album is consistent in its diversity. Whilst now I've got way more knowledge and I've acknowledged what I want to get out of my music was the message, was the audience I want to tap into, and still trying to understand who am I as an artist, but I've got a little bit more clarity than 2 years ago. So yeah, it's definitely a fresh new start for my sonic choices. More indie, way more pop than it was before. So yeah, that's so right.
And was there like a certain artist you were listening to in a certain moment that you were like almost like a light bulb moment, you're like, oh, okay, let's go into this, or was it more kind of organically?
I think it was a lot organically, but one of the artists that I aspire to be like sonic-wise is definitely Halsey,
who is obviously
a very, very famous pop artist who has this fantastic alternative touch to her music. And in her music, you can find a lot of synth pop and electropop, alternative, indie, and also some soul, R&B and jazz notes, which is what I've always wanted to bring in my artistry, in my songwriting. So I would say that influence really, really pushed me to have this change. And working with the producer I work now was the match made in heaven, so because he's great at what he does, and he's been leading me, he's been teaching me a lot to get to this point. So I would also say the rise of Sabrina Carpenter and Racey Abrams in the past couple of years influenced me a lot, because I'm the biggest fan of the pop girlies that are in the scene right now. Loving everything that Olivia Dean is putting out, and that's influencing me a lot as well in the songs that I'm currently writing. So I do like being influenced and in learning from who's doing better than me at the moment, but I am still quite rooted in my alternative pop basics that are coming from the perfect blend, what I like to call myself is the perfect blend between Amy Winehouse and Taylor Swift.
I've never heard that combo before. That's interesting.
That's everything I've grown up on. Taylor's lyricism and Amy's sonic choices is what I aspire to.
So you're slowly trying to grow into that.
Yeah.
Basically.
Between the alternative pop and with jazz and soul influences, sonically, and the writing that's purely pop. of Taylor Swift, Ed Sheeran, Gracie Abrams. Mm-hmm. So I'd like to have that blend. Ultimately, this is what I'm trying to grow into.
And do you feel, because of course you're sharing all these big names, and even in your song Writer's Broken Heart, you're mentioning Taylor. Loved a little shout out, a quote from Cornelia Street. Love that song. But what does it make a song by Emanuela? What is your touch?
I truly write songs to express myself, as I was saying, is some sort of therapy for me, because I don't have any other way to rationalize my feelings and emotions, and I feel so much, so I write so many songs. Mm-hmm. And I would say the touch is what I like to do with my voice in every song. Okay. I like to mm-hmm. experiment a lot with my vocals, which is not something I used to do when I started writing songs. I do it more now because I'm more confident in my grown-up voice. So I always start with very basic chord progressions, and then my musicians, who are fantastic, develop those ideas together. But the melodies are what I, it's just like, and it's me having fun, really. The melody and the melody line, the main vocals, are just me having fun with my voice and trying to portray those strong emotions through sometimes simple, sometimes very intricate melody lines, depending how intricate or simple the feeling I'm trying to portray is.
Sometimes I just want to close the bathroom door and cry, and I don't sleep at night. I think I don't have time, because I'm growing tired of the pulse in my chest that goes fast when I see your name in lights, when I wish that it was mine. And when I'm back and my words can't seem to bring me any luck, tell me what's the medication for a writer's broken heart. And when I'm back and these words can't start tearing my name apart, tell me what's the medication for a writer's broken heart. Go missing for a couple long days, and the police will play hide and seek with a ghost of me. And my mom, she will cry to the press and TV, mama, I'll be okay, I just wanted to be free in a world of puppeteers. And when I'm back and my words can't seem to bring me any luck, tell me what's the medication for a writer's broken heart. And when I'm back and these words can't stop tearing my name apart, tell me what's the medication for a writer's broken heart. I want to feel like Taylor walking down Cornelia Street, but I end up mending cards from 1,000 paper dreams. I want to
feel like Taylor walking down Millennium Bridge, but I end up being me. It's a difficult position to be in. And when I'm back and my words can't seem to bring me any luck, tell me what's the medication for a writer's broken heart. And when I'm back and these walls can't stop tearing my name apart, tell me what's the medication for a writer's broken heart. And when I'm back and these streets can't stop dragging my feet around, tell me what's the medication for a writer's broken heart. Tell me what's the medication for a man whose life is art.
The Alpha Sessions.
Like I mentioned at the beginning of this interview, the first time I got introduced to you was through a live performance. Yeah. And when it comes to those vocals, do you have different technique or a different thing you focus on? What is it, live versus studio?
It's definitely, when it comes to my voice, I would say it's definitely not too much live versus studio, because I try to recreate in my vocals what I've got recorded in studio. But the live, one of my live shows is never the same as the other in the way I deliver. I would say there's so much more emotions, obviously, than what you hear naturally, and you would know. So what changes is the setup. What changes is whether I'm performing just with my guitarist or am I performing with the full band. And I try to give as much energy yet as much emotion as I can, and to really bring the audience in with my vocal delivery and with the delivery of the band and or the musician.
And is there anything in the way you're performing that you want the audience to feel? Or, of course, we were talking about like huge artists early, and they all have their own way of performing and their setup. Is there anything that you take from them, or is it really your own?
I try to learn from my idols. I try to learn from the people who I admire. At the same time, my main object for when it comes to a live show is for people to feel entertained. It's what I say when I start every live show. I say, my job is to entertain you, and your job is to be entertained. You are here to have a good time. And I want to give that good time. I want to make people feel included into my universe, into my world. I like that. I like the audience to be a part of my live show whilst they're also, for a little while, leaving their problems at the door and potentially healing some scars through what I sing in my songs. There are some songs that are very heartfelt, and I always say that the moment I write a song and I put it out, that song is not just mine anymore. Is for everyone to take, is for everyone to give their own meaning to. And this is why I want us to build a community, and for people to feel seen when they come to a show of mine.
Oh, that's so beautiful. I love that. Let's talk about one of your songs, because I have a feeling you might have been asked this before, but I want to do it anyway.
Okay.
I'm referring back to your songwriter's broken heart.
Yes.
So what do you think the medication is for a writer's broken heart?
I think I'm still looking for
it. Oh, really? Oh, that's interesting.
The song really is an open question. Please, someone, let me know, what's the medication for the constant battle that we as artists we go through? We write for therapy, we write to heal, but the more we write, the more we feel like we haven't reached perfection, because ultimately perfection doesn't really exist.
No.
And I would like to know, and I'll let you know if I find
Please,
it.
I'm curious. I'm very curious.
At the moment, the way I've been medicating myself is to really trying to experiment, as I was saying before, experiment outside of thinking outside the box and thinking that there's no box, trying to be as free as possible in my creativity and in my creative process without conventions, without borders and limits, because I've always felt like there were some sort of like a set of rules to follow when it comes to, you know, unspoken rules when it comes to writing a song or performing with a band, performing with musicians. Actually, the whole point, I think we're missing the point. The point is, the point is for the those borders and those conventions, I think, to be pushed. And it's for us to have fun. It's for us to not necessarily feel like we should fit into a stereotype. And this is what I'd like to do. I'd like to not fit into a box, and for people to take what they like of me, once again, for them to feel like I'm relatable, in a sense of they feel like I'm comfort, like my music is comfort, like they feel understood by my music. So the medication I'm finding at the moment, and I don't know if it's the ultimate one, is to really just be creative as much as possible and not think about the ultimate goal. Is to really just enjoy the process whilst I'm in the process, rather than thinking about the outcome.
Which is so hard sometimes, because it's, I feel, really, especially nowadays with social media, and especially when you're independent like us, it's all about like doing as much as you can yourself.
Yeah.
And it's about strategies, and it's about numbers and likes and whatever. And it's so hard to be in the moment. And is that kind of, I guess, your aim for this year, to do that more, or to be more aware of that?
Definitely for this year and these releases, one of my biggest aim is to, and I've been trying to like break those cycles and get out of those slightly toxic processes that I had in my brain, which is a song is released, okay, let's immediately look at the numbers.
Yeah.
This is what I've been trying to get out of, the loop that I've been trying to break, because it was really consuming me. And this is a bit what Writer's Broken Heart is about, is feeling like it's never enough, feeling like you reach an outcome and then it needs to be yet immediately another one. I didn't feel like I was allowing myself to enjoy the journey and the process, and I was not allowing myself to enjoy the feeling of failure. I have found some comfort in failure, because that's been pushing me into having more determination into succeeding. That doesn't mean having to consume myself over how many streams and how many followers I've got. And it's been a long process, but this is definitely what I've been trying to do more this year, since I started releasing in 2026 again. Trying not to look at the numbers, just being in the studio, really just doing whatever I want and enjoying the creativity.
Inside of me, he washed away and soaked my watercolor world. I showed you pretty skies and you suddenly got bored. How come? And I solved my problems by taking planes and writing songs. You know nothing about me,
I could start a war, but I prefer writing a song about the sleep that I have lost on you, like a lies I used to sing. I have married a caroons, like a lies I used to sing. You were never good for me, I was never good for you. It is time I face the truth. Like the oracle would think, she belonged to what she knew. But I have flown a bit too close to the sun, and I solve my problems by taking planes and writing songs. You know nothing about me, I could start a war, but I prefer writing a song about the sleep that I have lost on you, like a lies I used to sing. I have married a caroons, like a lies I used to sing. Your kingdom's crumbling, what will they say when you break another heart? Same way from forever to a stranger, I'll celebrate while you're dealing with regret, like a lies I used to sing. I have married a caroons, like a lies I used to sing. I'll watch you, I'll watch you.
Alpha Sessions.
Speaking about like the future and this year, I know we're only like 5 months by the time this comes out into 2026. What I can tell from our previous experience, conversation before this one, is that you have a really busy year. You're really on it. Love that.
Trying to.
So tell us a little bit about what the rest of the year will look like for you.
Oh, once again, considering everything that's been and everything that creatively let me here, the plan would be to keep releasing and then having a little break for the summer. Mm-hmm. Got a few exciting shows planned for the Ooh. Summer that I will unveil in Ooh. Due time. But yeah, summer is looking, the month of July especially is looking so, so cool at the moment. I would love to put on another show on my mm-hmm. own, which is something that I've done for my latest album, For You Had It Coming, with Peachy. We had an amazing headline show, which I loved every second of it, and I'd love to do it again. Mm. But yeah, so releasing, and there would be a group project coming in the summer, in the mm-hmm. sense that all these songs would be grouped together then in a wider project in the summer to then have a break and then keep releasing, starting from October 2026 mm-hmm. up until the end of 2026.
Oh my God, that's so exciting. I really can't wait for all these announcements and whatever. That sounds so exciting.
There's so much, and it's crazy when I feel in writer's broken heart, sometimes I try to pick myself up and I try to cherish how far I've come.
Very important.
Which is something I never used to do. And I regret not doing that, because once again, always looking at the future sometimes makes us lose the joy of the present. And if I look at myself 5 years ago, I never imagined today I was going to be here talking to you about these new songs. It's crazy, and I'm really proud, and I'm not scared of saying I'm really proud of where we've gotten to, and my musicians, they've never one second doubted me or doubted once again my ideas, the team who works with me, because yes, I am here now speaking, but behind me there's an army that believes in me, and for that I am so lucky and I'm so grateful. I never thought I could have that.
So I
am really, really proud of how we've gotten.
Well, you should, because you've done a lot and you should be proud of that. And I just love it that you're also highlighting a little bit of, like, the entire team, because it's not just one person. They always say it takes an army, but it does. So well done. I really can't wait for all these things to come out and listen to your new single and learn more about your new world.
Thank you.
And thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you for having me, and thank you to the team. And it's been great. We had such a good time. Honestly, thank you so much.
The Alpha Sessions.